Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for taking time to call in our analyst briefing today. With us are Mr. Raymond Rocaza, our President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Mark Corpoz, our CFO and Chief Financial Information Officer, Mr. JV Kulayko, our Chief Operating Officer and Treasurer. I'm Erica Lim, Investor Relations Officer of Surpass. We will be discussing the earnings results for the first half of 2018, as well as the general updates, plans, and prospects for the Surpass Group. Please be reminded that this is a recorded briefing, and we will be uploading the recording as well as its transcript on the website after this call. All participants will be put on mute for the entire discussion, but the floor will be open later for Q&A. With this, I would like to call on Mr. Mark Corpoz for the summary of our earnings results.
Thank you, Erica. Good morning. Total revenues of Surpass decreased by 599.29 million, or 50%, from 1.21 billion in the first half of 2017 to 609.47 million for the comparable period in 2018. The net decrease was brought about by the 78% decrease in the mobile consumer revenues. The mobile consumer services segment is comprised of mobile value-added services, or VAS, and digital advertising revenues. In the first half of 2018, Art of Click, which comprises 45% of the 187.31 million revenues posted for this segment. After the VAS system migration of Globe last first quarter of 2018, the revenues from this segment dropped significantly from its previous levels in 2017. As of the first half of 2018, mobile consumer services was 31% of the total group revenues. Posting strong growth in the first half of 2018, enterprise services was at 379.42 million compared to 316.30 million in the first half of 2017. The increase in revenues was mainly from custom software development, software products, and recurring businesses from previous clients. Out of the three business segments, Storm had the largest year-on-year increase at 27% to 42.74 million in the first half of 2018, from 33.76 million in the first half of 2017. The growth is attributable to sustained businesses with large corporate clients and Storm's larger employee base at 94,000 in second quarter of 2018 versus 66,000 in the last quarter of 2017. As a result of the overall revenue decline, gross profit decreased from 411.17 million for the first half of 2017 to 96.74 million for the same period in 2018. Surpass recorded a net loss of 143.65 million in the first 6 months of 2018, coming from earnings of 154.73 million for the same period in the previous year. At this point, here is the discussion of our CEO, Mr. Raymond Rocaza.
Mark, good day, everyone. The first half of the year brings us a mix of challenges and progress from different segments of our group. Our blockchain initiatives have begun to show signs of progress in the last few months. Our 100% owned subsidiary, ODXPT Limited, has gained commitments of offers around $60 million from the token sale. ODX recently bagged a partnership with Udeal, the world's largest peer-to-peer services marketplace. Udeal has more than 50 million users and 7 million sellers from over 300 industries in its platform, making 60 billion in trading volume. So through the internet, the free internet strategy of ODX, Udeal plans to tap the rest of Southeast Asia. So ODX is a blockchain-based data marketplace backed by an impressive cast of crypto heavyweights, namely Andromeda, BlockTower, DNA, Genesis, Hexa, Pantera, and Strong Ventures. Through its data marketplace, ODX unites internet service providers and publishers from across the globe to offer consumers free internet access via sponsored data packages. So we expect to see the accretive value of our blockchain initiatives to come in the second half of this year. What you're seeing now in our first half results does not take into account the impact from ODX. ODX's token sale is still ongoing and on track. This should be completed by the end of the year. For our other business segments, I'm happy to report that significant improvements in the enterprise and HR technology services have been recorded in our first half earnings. The 20% year-on-year growth on overall enterprise services is attributed to aggressive business development. Particularly, Yondu has delivered new clients from its Globe Wi-Fi and productized services. Seer Technologies has renewed interest from one of its largest clients, such as EDC, to continue managed services and software development work for them. In the first 6 months of the year, Storm was able to increase its employee user base from 66,000 in the fourth quarter last year to 94,000 in the second quarter of this year. The company was able to onboard new clients such as SGV Philippines and JFC Group. So when we purchased 23% of Micro Benefits, this was with the intention of expanding the HR technology services of Storm with Micro Benefits capabilities. As of the second quarter this year, Storm has launched Pocket HR, its version of Micro Benefits HR communications and training mobile application. So Storm continues to build its client base across all its services, FlexBen, ACE, and Pocket HR. So while our consumer business was significantly impacted by Globe's value-added services systems refresh and Art of Clicks challenges, we are still slowly rebuilding this business segment. Art of Clicks traction was slower than expected as well. This resulted in a 78% decline in our mobile consumer business. We will continue to rebuild our core business, strengthen our enterprise services, and drive higher margin products and innovate in our existing platforms such as Storm. Thank you.
Thank you, Mara and Raymond, for the message that you prepared for us. Please be reminded that this briefing is recorded. It will be uploaded on our website as well as the transcript. I will now open the floor for Q&A. Please introduce yourself with your full name and as well as a company or fund that you represent.
It's Eugene at Capricorn.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, guys. Hey, it's Eugene at Capricorn in London. Thanks very much for the run through. I just wanted to get an idea from you. So basically, a lot of traditional equity investors have trouble understanding the value of ODX outside the idea of a token sale. So, could you give us an idea of the revenue opportunity that you're looking for from ODX as a platform? Maybe in terms of revenue, margins, potential profits. I know it's early days, but it helps us to kind of put an equity value on the entire project and work out what the actual earnings impact is going to be for your company.
Hi, Eugene. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, this is JV. I'm gonna try and answer your question. So you're right. There's actually a number of different revenue streams for ODX, and you're right. It is early days, but I can take a stab at addressing and answering your question at a high level, right? So, firstly, you're right. The obvious revenue stream from ODX is from the token sale, and while final auditor decisions and the auditors wrapping their heads around the treatment of our token sale is pending, and we should be able to finalize this before the end of the year. I mean, first of all, we expect that proceeds from token sale would be held as deferred revenue, and the tokens which would be held in reserve to the extent that they increase in value over time, there would likely be some form of mark-to-market approach. So that's the first point. ODX would have have an asset that would be increasing in value. That's the first one. Now strictly from operations, right? There's at least two ways in which ODX could earn moving forward. First is ODX would receive a percentage transaction fee from every purchase made on the ODX network by publishers. So let's say a publisher wishes to make its service or its app free for consumers to use in a given market or in certain given markets, and they purchase a large block of data from ODX for this purpose. There would be a transaction fee charged by ODX for this, and that represents a revenue stream for ODX. That would be the second one. And the third one is ODX itself expects to be a very large buyer of bulk data from these various telcos and ISPs. This is also why our token sale is quite a large amount, because we need a lot of dry powder in order to do these deals with the telcos. So the large data purchase would come at fairly hefty volume or wholesale data discounts, and this pool data capacity purchased by publishers also represents an opportunity for ODX to earn a margin on the transfer price of the ISP data cost to the publishers who buy this data. So bottom line, we would actually be making some sort of margin on the data passed on to publishers. So I think that's how we would reply to that answer at this point, that there are these three revenue opportunities for ODX.
Got it. Cool. Thanks very much.
Hi, guys. This is Joseph Walsh from CFM. I was just wondering, in terms of ODX, the scalability of the project, and in terms of the different markets that look attractive to you, is this a project that you're going to be launching just in the Philippines, or are you going to be rolling it out across many markets? And if so, which ones look attractive to you?
Right. So, sorry, could you say your name again, please?
It's Joseph Walsh.
Okay. Hi, Joseph. Yeah. So right. The short answer is we do expect to roll out ODX outside the Philippines. Our first market would be the Philippines. Indonesia would likely be next. This is simply because we obviously have connections, direct connections with the telcos already in both these markets, being present in both these markets. But we do expect to expand. Outside. If you take a look at some of the partners and advisors who've come on board for ODX, they come from all over the world, particularly from areas such as Africa and Eastern Europe, and they've participated in ODX's token sale because they believe in the potential to bring ODX to some of these other markets.
Okay, thank you.
Guys, if no one else asking, it's Eugene again. Just looking at your numbers, I mean, comparing the business before the token sale and after, you basically are looking at a situation where you have almost as much cash as you have market cap. And clearly, you've got quite a sizable potential opportunity with ODX. What is there any plans from the management side to consider a stock buyback or using the proceeds from your future token sales for a buyback?
Given both the size of the ODX project and the scale of the opportunity, the intent right now is that proceeds from the token sale would be used to scale ODX and to ensure that we maximize that opportunity.
Okay, got it. So I mean, how big do you think Zephyrus can be? Like once all of these projects are rolling out? I mean, you've got Philippines and potentially Indonesia, like you mentioned. What are we looking at in terms of for a long-term investor, like we have been? What's the opportunity set that we're looking at?
I'm sorry, could you ask the question again?
So basically I'm just trying to understand the opportunity set that we're looking at for Zephyrus as a business overall, right? Because you've got your existing business that's hopefully turning around. You've got your new businesses that seem to be packed with quite a lot of upside opportunity, not only in the Philippines, where, like you mentioned, there's Indonesia. So I'm just trying to get an idea of how big the company can get from where it is now.
The first comment I'd make on that is when we announced a slight refocus or a pivot to the blockchain opportunity, we've said before that these opportunities don't represent something completely different than what we've already been doing. It's simply that blockchain technology represents in effect a way to take many of these businesses to the next level. So we briefly touched on in the past that there are some other blockchain related initiatives that would slot into some of our other businesses, such as, for instance, our games and our HR technology business. We'll of course be discussing this in more detail as and when we're able to, and the requisite disclosures would come. So that's the first comment. These businesses don't represent something completely new. They simply take our existing businesses to the next level. Now, with respect to your question as to the actual size of the opportunity, I guess, for example, in the case of ODX, it's really a global opportunity, given that the pain point we're addressing is that emerging market consumers represent 80% of the consumers out there, and these people don't have internet, and ODX is trying to fix a very real and a very large problem, and again this drives the size of the token sale, because in order to address this problem does require a lot of dry powder. I'd say it represents a potential opportunity for the group that we really haven't seen before. Now, it's difficult to nail down at this point for difficult for us to say at this point what exactly this opportunity represents in terms of a hard number. But if in the past we were looking only at an opportunity, let's say here in Southeast Asia, with ODX, we are now looking at emerging market consumers, in areas such as the African continent, for instance.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Hi guys, it's David here from Cap UK. In terms of the actual impact on the income statement, so you've taken us through some of the theory of how it would affect it, but just in terms of timeline, if you're successful in terms of the raising, and then obviously in terms of rolling out the actual business model, when would we expect to start seeing some impact on the actual income statement?
Okay, with respect to the impact of ODX, again, this is being I would preface this by saying this is being finalized with our auditors at this time, but the our our expectation is that you would see some impact from ODX within this fiscal year, because basically we expect to have an early version of ODX sometime before the end of the year.
Okay, excellent. And then in terms of the actual token sales, so there've been some releases to the exchange in terms of an amount that's been raised. Is that ongoing, or is the amount that has been confirmed and raised already, will that reflect in the 2018 year, as you said, as revenues?
Okay, so two answers to that. First is the token sale is ongoing. The target was always to complete the token sale sometime in the fourth quarter. So the sale is ongoing, it's on track, and we do expect it to finish by the fourth quarter. Now, to your question as to, the question is really as to how much, it's really a timing question. It's really as to when the token sale, the treatment of the token sale proceeds and the timing of such treatment. This, as I mentioned, is still in the process of being reviewed and finalized by our auditors. However, we would expect that at least some portion of that should be recognized within this year. Again, subject to this ongoing review by the auditors. It's just that we say this is our expectation because in many cases, or in many similar cases of token sales, it's really been a timing question as to the recognition of such token sales as revenue.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Are there any other questions from our guests?
Hi there, it's Joseph again. Just in terms of other blockchain initiatives you might be looking into and things further down the road that maybe, I mean, you haven't communicated explicitly just yet, but areas that you think are interesting to you or areas where with cash that you're generating from ODX, you may be looking to reinvest. Could you talk about these initiatives or not at this moment?
Well, as you mentioned, we've touched on them a bit before. We're not in a position at this point to really say much about them other than what's already been touched on. For instance, we've mentioned that we're looking into a blockchain initiative that would slot into the game space, which we're already in. A second area would be a blockchain initiative that would slot that would be in the HR benefits space, which is a business that Storm is already in. To the extent that we will have more, we will of course make disclosures as and when these become appropriate. I would note that any token sales for these initiatives would be specific to these initiatives as opposed to a situation wherein, you know, there would be some kind of reinvestment from the ODX side.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any more questions? Okay, for any other concerns, please refer to our contact details in the disclosure of this analyst briefing. Once again, we thank you for participating in our briefing this morning and for listening to our growth story. I will now end the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.